Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Now, it's the Mike Calta Show.
It is 9:08 on the Mike Calta Show on the 3rd of July and a big 4th of July weekend ahead of us. I'm so looking forward to it. I'll be bike riding around Clearwater Beach this weekend. If you see a rather large man on a rather large bike.
Helmet or no helmet?
Ooh, I suggest a helmet, buddy.
Helmet.
Yeah. No, you're not a pussy. You don't need a helmet.
No, I usually wear my helmet.
How that works, Spanish.
Yeah, he'll be all right.
You feel like a big doofus, but I usually do wear my helmet because I am uncoordinated. And
you don't want a brain injury?
I'm 6'2", and on top of that bike, I'm falling from, you know, falling from 6 feet of height. And I do not want a brain injury.
No, I don't.
Do not want to be like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
We're suddenly cleaning your pool.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And by pool, you mean everywhere I am.
Yeah.
Oh.
Man, that is... That was jarring.
Yeah. So, you want to do some bike riding this weekend?
Yeah, I join you.
I want to tell you about my friend Jeff Borum and his team at teamborum.com, powered by eXp Realty. If you are looking to sell your home and you want to get the most money for it, by all means, call Jeff Borum, because Jeff actually lives in the Tampa Bay area. So all these people telling you they could sell you a house for you and they could help you out, they don't even live here. Jeff actually lives here. His home base is here, and he knows the Tampa Bay area real estate better than any other agent out there. And Jeff and his entire team work for you when you hire them to sell your home. So if you're one of those people that is like, I'm looking to sell my home quick, they can do that. If you're one of those people that's like, I want the most money out of this house, you can do that as well. Jeff will let you know what your options are. Buy your home, sell your home, even rent your home. Might even be a good time for you to rent your home right now and you don't even realize that. But Jeff will tell you, and he'll be really honest with you, like he was with me and my mom when we sent him over there to my mom's house. He was like, hold, don't sell, hold. You still got another 2 years or so before you should sell this. And he was right, and it worked out. And that's just the tip of it. You get the honesty with him. He'll help you out, and he will let you out of your contract. You don't even have to worry about that. What you need to do is go to teamborum.com. That's Team Borum, B-O-R-H-A-M. And let them know. Say, hey, I'm looking to sell my home and I don't want to deal with all the stress about it. I would like you to do it and get me the most money. And then Jeff uses his advertising and gets it in front of the most eyes and creates demand for it and gets you the price that you're looking for. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, teamborum.com. Now, we have a lot of things to give away before the end of the show. I feel bad, Carmen.
Mm-hmm.
There was a guy named Dale. He was on hold.
Okay.
And I was going to give him New Kids on the Block tickets because, let's be honest, nobody has ever called this show and said, hey, can I get some New Kids on the Block tickets except for Dale? So, Dale, if you want them, after the show or like towards the end of the show, call back and we'll take care of you. I just about to grab your phone call and you hung up. I bought New Kids on the Block tickets for my wife because that is her all-time favorite band. And that is her one. This is what worries me. That is her one pass that she gets is Joey McIntyre. Like, if he wanted to make out with her, she gets to make out with him, and I can't say anything about it because, you know, that's the one pass rule. But I'm worried that my wife is pretty attractive, and if she ever saw him and he was like, let's go bang in the bathroom, I've given permission to that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Where are the seats at?
They're in the front row.
That's where you went wrong.
Yeah. Why?
You put them that way. He don't see her.
But
you
got
to put her
gift.
Back.
That was the gift. Yeah, but I got her tickets.
Gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah. You'd be 10 rows back. That's still a great spot.
I don't know. See, my thing is that Joey McIntyre can get hotter chicks than my wife. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that how many of those are going to the concert?
Right.
And are still enthusiastic and throwing themselves at him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I went to see the New Kids on the Block, Boys to Men, and Paul Abdul. And it was me and my wife and JoJo and a couple other people, and we went to the concert, and I was absolutely 100% amazed by what the New Kids on the Block are doing. They are basically doing a male strip show without taking their clothes off.
Wow.
Like, they're grinding in these girls' faces, and they're doing the dances and all this stuff, and they're all in great shape, and they're all killing it, and they love it, and they're out. And I thought, what must that feel like?
It's all hot moms in their 40s now, too. Yeah.
But it's hot chicks. And, I mean, think about it. It's JoJo's age ladies, too. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I'm out there, and I'm like, look, I've had girls like me before, but I have never had 20,000 girls scream when I walk on a stage unless they were under it. it is unbelievable to see to wonder what that must feel like. Yeah. That it's just constant screaming the other time, and all they have to do is bump the middle once or twice, and the place goes crazy. I've mentioned this on the show before, but one of the funniest things I ever saw was under the stage, each of the New Kids on the Block has a little like dressing room area. So they would constantly go down there and do dress changes, but they had cameras in there. So they'd go down and like take their shirts off and they'd flash down there where the place would go crazy. And then at one point they all disappeared and they went down their dressing room. They were showing all the cameras and they were going back and forth. And when they went back, Joey Fatone was in one of their dressing rooms. Awesome. Like, where'd that guy come from? Awesome. That was really funny. So Dale, if you want those tickets, because you want to also bang Joey McIntyre, then call back we'll hook him up. But in the meantime, we've got tickets to see Bert, who also takes his shirt off.
Yeah.
A little different results. But the show's 7 shows sold out in Mahaffey Theater. We got your tickets right now. We're going to play a little bit of Carmen Sense.
Sure. The answer is obvious to everyone.
But is it obvious to Carmen?
Let's find out. It's time to play Carmen Sense. Only on the Mike Calta Show.
Carmen Sense. Carmen?
Yes.
How are you feeling? Smart today?
No.
Oh, it's all right. Yeah. It's all right. Still make for a winner.
I've been early celebrating 4th of July, and I drank some wine last night. So.
Oh, what? Wow.
I am not on my A game.
I talked to somebody that works here at the station. I won't say any names, but I called them, and I go, listen, I got to tell you something. They were like, okay, but just giving you a heads up, I'm drunk.
Wait.
I was like, all right.
Was it me, Michael?
Huh?
Was it
me? It was you, Joe. Okay. Yes, Joe, doesn't you remember.
That makes sense.
All right, Carmen, the 4th of July is happening tomorrow, so we have some patriotic questions for you. All right, get ready. Let me know whenever you have your answer locked in. And then these guys will guess whether you get it right or wrong. First one to get 3 wins a prize for somebody on the phone lines. Here we go. Carmen, where was the first celebration of Independence Day held?
Done.
Carmen is done. Mike Kelto, does she get this right or wrong?
She's got to be specific. She can't just say America. I say she gets it wrong.
You say wrong. All right. Gio, what do you think?
Wrong.
Spanish?
Wrong.
Everybody thinks you will get it wrong. Carmen, where was the first celebration of Independence Day held?
Pennsylvania.
Specific.
More specific. Which city?
Oh, Pittsburgh. I don't know.
No.
That's right. Yeah. I knew if you were specific.
Yeah.
You were not going to get it.
Philadelphia is what we were looking for. Philadelphia.
You almost said that, Carmen. You went.
I did. Yeah. But Pennsylvania, technically. Technically.
All right, so everybody gets a point on that. They thought you would get it wrong. Carmen, your next question. The 4th of July commemorates which document? Let me know when you're locked in.
Oh, man.
Done.
Gio doesn't know?
I was just like, it's taking a minute.
All right, Gio, will she get this right or wrong?
She will get this right.
You say right. All right. Spanish, what do you think?
She gets it right.
And Mike Kelta?
I think she gets it right, too.
All right. Everybody thinks you're going to get this one right. Carmen, the 4th of July commemorates which document?
The Declaration of Independence.
Yeah. That is correct. Everybody gets a point on that one. Wow.
USA.
Two for two. Very nice. All right. Here we go with your next one. Mm-hmm. How many stars and stripes does the U.S. flag have? I need both stars and stripes. How many of each does the U.S. flag have? Let me know when you're locked in.
Done.
Carmen is locked in. Spanish, she going to get this right or wrong?
Right.
You say right. Mike Kelta?
For the win, wrong.
And Gio, what do you think?
Wrong.
Can I just tell you, she gets the stars. No way she gets the stripes.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Carmen, we'll start with the stars. How many stars
are on the U.S. flag?
50 for the states.
Yay. Yeah.
Very nice. And how many stripes are on the U.S. flag?
13 for the original colonies.
Whoa! Yeah! Yeah!
Spanish is the winner. Spanish is the winner.
USA! USA! USA!
Very nice.
Hell yeah.
Wow, Karen.
Freedom, she said.
Yeah.
Freedom in Pittsburgh.
That's right.
Confidence.
There you go.
Wow.
Spanish is your winner.
Spanish pick lines.
Line three, please.
Line three for three, sucker.
That's right.
Damn it.
Good morning. Who's this?
Jason.
Jason, you want tickets to go see Bert?
Sweet, I'd love to.
Hold on, brother, okay? You're the winner. Stand by. Do we have another one for Carmen?
I mean, we can,
yeah,
sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I love this.
All right, Carmen, we are going to go with your next question. It is, what is the name of the national anthem of the United States of America? I need the full name, no changes, anything. What is the name of the national anthem of the United States of America?
Done.
All right, Carmen is done. Mike Kelta, will she get this right or wrong?
I believe she gets this right.
You say right. Gio, what do you think?
She gets it right.
And Spanish?
She gets it wrong.
Wow.
Ooh,
all right. Sure. Wow. Rugrats. Okay. I got your number.
Carmen, yes. Be specific. What is the name of the national anthem of the United States of America?
The Star Spangled Banner.
You got
that
it, Rugrats. You got
that
it, Rugrats.
Correct. Mike and Gio both get a point, and Spanish gets a cold shoulder from Carmen. all right. Your next question. The people of France, to commemorate 100 years since the signing of the Declaration of Independence and celebrate a friendship between France and the United States, gave us what?
Done.
Oh.
Mm. Gio, will she get this right or wrong?
She's on a roll. She gets it right.
Spanish, what do you think?
Right.
Mike Kelta.
Without a doubt, she gets it right.
Carmen, what did they give us?
They gave us the Statue of Liberty.
That is correct. Everybody gets a point on that one. Mike and Gio both have two. Spanish has one.
Do you know that there is a Statue of Liberty in Spain, though?
Yeah. Yeah.
That it's faces towards.
But isn't it smaller?
Yeah. I don't know why. I saw it, and I'm starting to think I was second-guessing it for a second, but I did see it.
That artist did a couple of them. There's not just two. I heard there was more than two that he made.
There's a small one in New York City as well.
If there's
a bunch of little statues.
There's one in Vegas.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. I mean,
but was it all done by the same guy?
Fred.
Like, the one in Vegas obviously was
Fred,
not.
The guy in Vegas.
Oh, there's also Eiffel Tower in Vegas.
Yeah.
all right, here we go. Carmen, one more question, possibly for the winner here. Let's see. On the Declaration of Independence, who has the largest signature?
Yeah.
Done.
Carmen is done. Spanish. Will she get this right or wrong?
Right.
You could tie it right here.
Ooh.
Mike Kelta, what do you think?
Wrong. For the win.
And Gio, what do you got?
Oh, she knows this. She gets it right.
All right. So we should have a winner here.
Yeah, we should.
Carmen, on the Declaration of Independence, who had the largest signature?
John Hancock.
Oh! Yeah.
That is right.
Yeah,
Gio wins the game.
Damn right.
I am a patriot. Carmen, who knew?
Yeah, I'm shocked, honestly.
Yeah.
I'm surprised I did so well today.
You did great. You're a pure American.
Yeah.
Pick a line, Gio.
Line six.
Good morning. Who's this?
Hi, this is Gia.
Hi, Gia. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
We got tickets for Bert. If you want to go see Bert, I'll put you on hold, and Carmen will pick you up and make you a winner.
Thank you so much.
All right. Hold on, Puckin. There you go.
Very nice.
Carmen.
Sorry, we've been having hotline calls.
Oh. I wonder if it's Bert.
Yeah.
Bert.
Maybe
Bert.
He's outside.
Bert.
Can't get through the gate.
Stand in the door.
Yeah. Are you there, Carmen? Or are you on the phone?
I'm on the phone with Bert.
Oh, it is Bert? Oh,
yeah. Yes. Mm. I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to come to you live, okay?
We can ask him why he blocked Carmen.
Bert?
Yes.
Hi, pal.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
I am amazing. Are you kidding me? I just spent the day on the water in St. Petersburg yesterday. I didn't get sunburned. I'm ready for my shows.
You got a lot of shows, dude.
Can we start calling Bert the busiest man in show business?
Yeah. It might be.
No, I'm not. I'm definitely not. We just opened 100 tickets for every show, Leanne. 150. We just opened up. We moved the camera around. So we just opened 150 seats for every show. So if anyone wants one.
Available at the MahaffeyTheater.com or Ticketmaster.com. I'm glad you called in now and not before we just did this. You can't get tickets anymore contest that we just did.
Oh, no. We just went and did a scout, and they moved the camera, and they're like, oh, we got great seats. So if anyone wants to go to the shows, we have 150 for each show.
Okay,
so,
great.
So go to burperbert.com, yeah.
Are you ready for 7 shows, brother?
Here's what's important. I have not drank myself into a hole. I have not lost my voice. I'm not sunburned. And yes, I am totally ready. Okay. I've been on the road for 6 weeks now, straight living on the road, doing shows every single night. I am probably more prepared for this special than I've ever been for any special.
I'm excited because I haven't seen the Fully Loaded tour, the Tops Off tour. I haven't seen you do comedy since the last time you were here at the Amalie Arena, which was fantastic. So I'm looking forward to it, man. I know. What day are you going, Galvin?
I am going Friday late show.
Galvin and Carmen are going to the Friday late show. Oh, Bert, we have to settle this also. Carmen thinks you blocked her on her cell phone.
I sent you a text yesterday, and it went from blue to green.
And we looked that up, and it meant blocked.
It meant I got blocked.
No. Is it my old number?
Probably.
It may be, yeah. I have a gift for
it's
you.
My old number.
Have you seen those reverse brand hats, Bert, that have like the upside down Tampa writing?
Of course. I think Baker Mayfield's buddy does that.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. And they made a bunch of hats for you that Carmen
custom
has for you. Jesuit hats and Tampa hats and Tally hats.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. And they have the machine on it. Yeah. So I sent you a video yesterday.
Oh, nice.
So it may be like your old number, but I sent you a text and a video of all the hats. I have like 5 hats for you.
Yeah, text it to 310.
No. Don't do that. What was the best city that you did in this last run?
Hiawassee.
What is Hiawassee? I don't even know where that is.
Dude, I kind of broke the mold. I started doing, so on my Mondays and Tuesdays and Wednesdays, I do small theaters in towns of 1,000 people or less. And it was so fun. You'd go into a bait shop. Everyone knew who you were because you were coming to their town.
Right.
They'd give you moonshine. They'd give you fishing rods, and you'd go fishing after the show right by the bus. It was so amazing. Hiawassee, Paducah, Kentucky, like these little tiny towns were incredible.
That's awesome. It looks like so much fun, and you picked the right, I mean, each time you went out, you picked the right crew of people, man. You always had great comedians and good, like, fun people to hang out with you.
Oh, dude. Let me tell you something. When we did, we went fishing in West Palm. We went surfing in Daytona. We went drove race cars. We had so much fun on Fully Loaded. I can't even tell you. Mm-hmm. And Leanne had a blast. And we had Marcus King come out, Jelly Roll. I mean, Andy Frasco. It's been, Dave Attell stayed. He was like, can I stay for one more show?
That's awesome.
It was so wild.
Any big surprises planned here for Tampa that I should know about?
No. Okay. I'm all surprised out. I'm just getting ready to do this special. I'm ready to take a break. I've been running this hour so much. It's crazy. And here's the great thing is I'm doing 6 shows. So I don't want anyone coming to the show thinking you're seeing a rehearsed hour. It is going to be loose and fun, just like stand-up. It is not going to be some, like, buttoned-up hour. It is going to be loose and fun. I can't wait. I'm doing 6 shows, so I get to just have fun. And, like, I talked to Chappelle about it. And he was like, bring in the oxygen and hope to find a molecule.
Yeah.
He was like, you know, like, just have fun. He goes, do 6 shows, have fun, and something fun will happen, and that'll make the special.
Anybody with you? Anybody that opens for you or anything with this?
No, Shane Torres. He's with me for every one of my specials. He's really good at telling me like what I'm doing wrong. And then Leanne. I got Tony Hernandez who went to Plant. And he produces all my specials. I got the same team as every special. I can't wait.
Good. I'm excited for you. Shooting the special here in the hometown in at the Mahaffey Theater. And like Bert said earlier, 150 tickets open up for each show. So if you want them, go to BertBertBert.com and get your tickets there. And then are you done after this for a while?
I was told I had 9 months off, but as I looked at my schedule, I have a bunch of Costco signings for Por Osos.
Oh, can I just tell you right now that I love my Por Osos bag that you sent me more than anything. I carry that bag everywhere.
Oh, dude. By the way, we're in Florida now. I came to my hotel room, and there was Por Osos in my hotel room, and I was like, how did they get this?
Oh, nice.
It's in Florida at ABC Liquors. It is in Costco in California, and we're in Texas. I think we're in Nevada too. I think we're in total.
Let me tell everybody what we're talking about, because some people don't know. Bert and Tom have a vodka out called, they do a podcast called Two Bears, One Cave. Por Osos is Russian for two bears, and their vodka is out and available. And listen to me, there's a lot of things that celebrities sell that you're like, oh yeah, cool. Okay, cool. But if ever there was a pairing like Bert Kreischer and alcohol, I can't think of anything better than that. So, and this wasn't something willy-nilly. I mean, these guys helped put it together and picked it out, and it's available at Costco now here in the Tampa Bay area. So go support Bert and Tom and buy the Por Osos vodka and get loaded. Question for you. You're taping every night of this thing, so like it doesn't matter what night I go to?
No. I'm doing a show tonight, but it's just a warm-up show for angles for the cameraman and the director to see, and then taping Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
So I think I'm going to come on Friday. I think I'm going to go on Friday since Galvin and Carmen are going on Friday too.
Yeah, come on Friday.
All right, cool. Well, dude, I'm glad to hear from you.
Come backstage. You got to see. I want you to see how wild a taping is. Like, I've always been really buttoned up about these.
Yeah,
and like no one comes backstage, but I feel very comfortable, so I want this to be fun. But you should see the kind of, like, what the production looks like. It's pretty wild.
I will. What time do you usually get over there? Like, how long before a show?
Oh, I'll work out. I don't know. I really don't know. My bus is over there. Call Leanne. Call Leanne.
Oh, I got to call Leanne now? I can't even call you anymore?
No, I'm gonna be in the bus taking a nap before the show.
I'm just kidding. I'll find my way over there. I'll call Pete. Peter or whatever, Leanne or whoever, okay. Get my way in. Bert, great to hear from you, and I'm excited for you. Good luck with the special, and we'll see you on Friday.
I love you guys. I'll talk to you later.
Love you, Bert. See you, Bert.
There you go. Bye. Bert Kreischer. Mahaffey Theater this weekend. Well, there you go. They were hard to get tickets until Bert called and said now that they're available. So, but there are. Listen, I can tell you when they move a camera, that usually move it out of the orchestra, and they have good seats available. So they're not shooting from way in the back of the theater, so there's probably good seats available for you. All right, go do that.
Mahaffey's pretty good anywhere you sit in there.
I mean,
the times I've been in there, yeah.
Yeah, good. I'm not sitting. I'm going backstage. I'm not sitting in the seat. I'm watching the side.
You don't be out in Gen Pop.
At one point, I might take my shirt off and just walk out on the stage.
That would be great. Carmen and I are right up front.
Are you really?
Right up front.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. All right, good. I'm excited. Good for Bert. I didn't think we'd hear from him just because I figured he was burnt out and exhausted.
Busy.
So. Busy. Busy.
Well, everybody's probably trying to get a piece of him. When he comes here.
Oh, yeah.
100%. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, I got kicked off to Leanne. He was like, just call Leanne.
I don't think he kicked you out. I think he's coordinating.
I mean, kind of.
Leanne's got everything under control. She's the boss.
It's true. She definitely is the boss. She runs that ship. All right. Well, there you go. Go get your BertBertBert.com. Get your tickets. We got to take a break. We'll come back and wrap things up for the weekend. It's the Mike Calta Show. This is 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to... The Mike Calta Show. Now, a bone traffic update from the Farrah and Farrah Personal Injury Attorneys Traffic Center.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.